Whether India and the US are signing a new extradition treaty or amending the existing one is somewhat unclear, but there is no doubt that India's extradition requests have usually been turned down by Western democracies. For instance, when India requested the extradition of the JKLF leader, Amanullah Khan, who was visiting the US 4 years ago, a US lower court turned down the Indian request. So did a judge in Belgium when Khan went to Belgium. The reason is that our extradition treaties with all Western nations forbid the extradition of a person on two grounds, i.e., if he is caused or convicted of an offence of a political nature, and, two, if he won't get a fair trial in the country requesting his extradition. Unfortunately for India, its human rights record is so dismal that Khan had no difficulty convincing a US and Belgian judge against his deportation on the ground that Indian lower courts would be severely prejudiced against him. Past experience shows that US and European judges have been sympathetic to fugitives whose extradition India has sought.